from the book Ease in God Realization by Swami Ram Sukadas Maharaj Ji. Chapter 15. Singularity of Seeking Refuge. All spiritual topics are singular in their own way. Out of them, the topic of seeking refuge in God is very singular. In seeking refuge, two points are proved. First, theism, and secondly, the nature of seeking shelter. How is theism proved? Every being considers someone superior to him and depends on him. It is also noticed in birds and beasts. When we lived at Bandi, all saints, including me, were sleeping. There a tiger was seen. The two dogs that were there, being frightened, came very close to us because dogs and donkeys are a tiger's feed. Being frightened, all birds, beasts, and creatures seek shelter. They make burrows and houses and seek shelter there. Not only movable, but also immovable beings seek shelter in their superiors. A creeper climbs up with the support of a wall or a tree, etc. Some people seek shelter in their preceptors, while others in the scriptures or in their favorite deity. Thus, everyone seeks shelter in someone or the other and considers him greater than he himself is. Thus, the principle of theism is proved. Even an atheist considers his parents, scholars, and intellectuals greater because of their age, learning, and intellect, etc. This proves the principle of theism. God is above all, and He is the greatest of all. It is written in Patanjali Yoga Darshana, Purve Shamapi Guruhu Kalinana Vachedad, Chapter 1, Verse 26. That is, God is the preceptor of all those born before because He is not hindered by time. All people receive education from Him and take shelter in Him because He is the greatest of all. So, a person should also take shelter in Him, otherwise he will have to seek shelter in worldly persons and objects such as sons, grandsons, rank, ability, intellect, power, and wealth, etc. Thus, he will become a slave to them. He thinks that he is their master, but indeed, he is their slave. How? If he is great because of money, it means that his greatness depends on money. If he loses money, he does not remain great anymore. Thus, money is greater than he, and he is a slave to it. All other supports except God are imperfect because no one except God, who is above all, is perfect. Sons, grandsons, rank, ability, and power of the society, arms and weapons, etc., are insignificant and imperfect. If you seek shelter in God's holy feet, you need not seek shelter anywhere else. Sugriva sought shelter in Lord Rama, who said to him, O friend, do not grieve by depending on my strength. I will solve your problem in all possible way. Manasa chapter 4, Canto 6, verse 5. No one except God can support you here as well as hereafter. Leaving aside such God who is above all, he who seeks shelter in other insignificant persons and objects and proclaims himself great because of them is in one way an atheist. Had he been a believer in God, he would have sought refuge only in God. This is something strange that he who depends on God does not remain dependent. Why? Because God is not different from us, the self. A man is dependent on others if he depends on wealth, power, knowledge, and intellect, etc. In the Manasa, it is mentioned, the soul, or the self is a fragment of God and is imperishable. Therefore, he who depends on God remains free from worries, fears, sorrows, and doubts. But he who depends on others can never be happy even in dream. In the Manasa chapter 1, canto 101, verse 3, it is mentioned, he who is dependent on others cannot even dream of happiness, while he who depends on God cannot even dream of unhappiness. Mirabai declares, why should I wed a man who is born to die? I will wed Gopala, that is Lord Krishna, so that I may lead a blessed immortal married life with my spouse. Thus, when you have to depend on someone or the other, depend only on God who is above all. By doing so, your life will be blissful. So have a firm conviction that God is yours and you are His. Tomeva mata chapita tomeva. Tomeva bandhuscha sakaha tomeva. Tomeva vidya dravinam tomeva. Tomeva sarvam mama deva deva. Mata ramo matpita ramachandraha. Swami ramo matsakaha ramachandraha. Who is mother? God. Who is father? God. Who is friend? God. Who is wealth? God. Who is knowledge? God. It means that he is all to me. Lava and Kusha were born in the hermitage of sage Valmiki. Sita gave them every kind of training, including warfare and archery. Both of them regarded her as their mother, father, and kith and kin. When Lava and Kusha caught hold of Ram's horse, meant for horse sacrifice, they first, remembering their mother, bowed to her and then started to fight. They defeated Hanumana, Angada, Satrughna, Bharata's son Pushkara, and several other great warriors. They arrested Hanumana and Angada, took them to their mother and said to her, "We have brought two monkeys to play with by tying their tails together." Sita said to her sons, "What have you done? As you are my sons, so is Hanuman." They said, "According to us, we have done right. If you desire, we may release them." So according to her wish, they released both of them. So by considering Mother Sita above all and seeking refuge in her, the two boys got victory over Lord Rama's army. Sage Valmiki took Lava and Kusha to Rama's royal court. There, both of them recited the Ramayana taught by Valmiki in such a fine manner that Rama, being pleased with them, wanted to reward them. But they got irritated and said, "How much conceited the king is that he wants to reward us, who are Kshatriyas, that is members of the warrior class, rather than Brahmanas, that is members of the priest class, or beggars." Then Valmiki explained to them that Rama was their venerable father. According to them, Sita was their mother, father, and every other relative. No one in the world was there like Sita to them. So seek shelter only in God's feet, because he is above all. If we seek refuge in him, we need not seek refuge in several others. We should feel proud of our relationship with God, that he is ours and we are his. Sutikshna in the Manasa declares, "Even by an error, I should not renounce this pride that I am Lord Rama's servant and he is my master." Manasa chapter 3, canto 10, verse 1. Gentlemen, all other supports of persons, self and power, etc. are devoured by time. Why do you go from door to door in seeking shelter in them? Take refuge in God only, who is ours and who is beyond access of time. If you take refuge in God's feet, you will attain eternal bliss. Have a firm conviction today, I am only God's and only God is mine. And this is a fact. He nourishes everyone, whether he is an atheist or a theist, because he is the same to all beings. He himself declares, I am the same to all beings. Gita chapter 9 verse 29. But he who takes refuge in him attains the supreme bliss. It is declared in a saint's utterances. If you take refuge in God, you are every day in the state of supreme bliss. But the mundane pleasure entraps you. Let God not provide us with mundane pleasure. It entraps us and deviates us from God. So we should have a firm determination not to enjoy mundane pleasures. We have to take refuge in God. In fact, He has always been ours and we have always been His. So our refuge in Him is natural. We do not have to take it anew. We have to realize this fact. As a child becomes free from fear on the lap of its mother by thinking that she is above all, so should a striver be free from fear on the holy feet of God. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.